bites from the rock that we ate. Ones we love, ones we hate. Some are good, some are great. One meat, two sides, hot sauce. We're your guides, Rob, Andy, and Randy, and sometimes a guest.
Welcome to Talking Trash, a Rochester-based food podcast where you rate and review national and local food favorites. I'm Rob.
I'm Randy.
And Rob switched local and national for some reason. And the dudes just had wings with the Korean brothers, my children, at Brothers Still and Grill in Clifton Springs, New York.
Wait, brief correction. Brothers Still and Grill 2.
Not according to Yelp or Google Maps or the menu I saw.
Well, okay. Disagree to agree.
Okay. Disagree to agree. Okay. What were we doing there, Rob? This wasn't really on the original list.
So this came about because the Rand Man and I joined the Rochester Pizza Connection for the Irondequoit Pizza Crawl.
I jealously could not join.
This is our catch up, right?
Sure. Nope, this is our pizza talk.
Okay,
we can jump right in.
Yeah,
catch up.
So I joined this pizza group a while ago, and this group gets together for like pizza crawls like this. It sounds like about once a month. Sometimes they'll do like another additional dinner together once a month. And I saw that they were doing a pizza crawl in Irondequoit, and I definitely wanted to check out a couple of the places on the tour. So I said I was interested, extended the invite to the dudes.
Rob did his classic move where he sent it to the group text and no one responded within 2 hours. So he goes, well, I guess no one's going then. So yeah. Offended. I'm like, we're all working. Hold on.
Well, I was offended. And luckily, Randy came through. And yeah, we went.
So hang on real quick. So Rob, Andy is correct. It does say Brothers Still and Grill on almost everything except for the visitfingerlakes.com website.
Brothers, and that's my main.
But you're also wrong. It's not Brothers Still and Grill 2.
11?
Brothers 2. Still
Grill. Oh my gosh. See, okay. I was hoping you were saying I was correct about the text message being like,
oh,
Rob sent this
correct.
Out and then
no
way.
It was more than 2 hours. I guarantee I would put money on it that it was more than 2 hours before somebody responded.
And this is not a typo because they say it numerous times in this. So
Brothers 2 still in grill.
Yeah.
Well, regardless.
Yeah.
Pizza tour. We ended up, so there were four stops. Randy and I kind of made a rookie mistake. We did not go to all four, actually. We went to the Salty Bread Pizza Company right by Seabreeze.
We were going to go to all four. That was the plan.
We intended to go to all four.
You went to two.
We may have overdone it at the first one.
Please explain, because I enjoyed this.
Rob, go ahead.
So we ordered some New York slices and also a cronut.
Which was our first round.
As our first round. Before realizing, I'm like, this pizza doesn't taste that salty. And then one of the women in our groups, she's like, well, you've got to order the salty bread pizza separately. Like, that's a totally separate kind of pizza. So we're like, well, we got to try that.
She's helping out the noobs.
Yeah. So then we were going to split it, but it sounded like it wasn't that big. So we decided to each get our own.
Well, which, so I go, can we get like one like of the larger and just do like pepperoni on one side and half just cheese? And she's like, well, it'd be so little. And she like holds up her hand like as if it was going to be like a 3-inch piece of pizza split in half. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'll get a large one. You get a large one. It came out. It was very good size. You could easily just put a few pepperonis on one and leave the other side cheese. Like,
so just to recap, at a 4-place pizza stop, we got 2 slices of pizza at this place and 1 cronut that we split, right?
Correct.
So
you didn't eat the cronut during then.
No, I didn't.
So let's be clear. Okay, let's not pretend like you had a cronut there.
I didn't. I did.
I heard they're good, though.
They are delicious.
They were incredible. They might make an appearance on a certain segment in the near future.
They had a bunch of different desserts there, too. Homemade Pop-Tarts and all sorts of stuff.
Whoopie pies of various types. It was, yeah.
We need to get to the bottom of how they're connected to the Salty Bread Bakery in Fairport, because we believe they're shoot-off of that somehow. And it sounds like the cronuts at the Amazing Grains are awesome. And that's where they originally had that salty bread.
Okay, so probably some connection.
Yeah.
And then we also went to Capone's, the new Capone's location in Irondequoit, which was also very good. A lot of slices. And Capone's, the
and
slices.
Their bellies hurt.
So, So Randy and I split one piece of pizza there.
You're already running out of steam.
And then you know I was full because one of the dudes on the crawl had like an extra half a piece of pizza that he didn't want. And it was pepperoni. And I really wanted to try the pepperoni. He's like, hey, does anybody want this pepperoni? And I'm thinking, I'm like, I do. But even for me, I was just straight up too
full.
That,
and that looked like the best slice out of any of the slices.
It really did.
Out, I think.
I also made a a classic mistake.
Rob's still looking for that text.
I am, but I'm multitasking. I ate a giant bowl of oatmeal right before the crawl.
What a fool.
Which was a big mistake. Way too much fiber.
Should we attend one of these in the future?
They were so absolutely nice. Everybody was like really, really
seemed like
cool.
The type of people that would enjoy this podcast. Maybe they're listening.
They did talk about the podcast after we told them about it.
After we brought it up,
like
they talked
like
about
they
it.
Sounded yeah, like we'll they would enjoy it.
They did encourage us to post a link to the pod on the group, so we will once, and we'll post this episode sure. because it obviously connects to the pizza crawl. They continued on to Two-Tone Tonys
was the best
Two-Tone Tonys version of it. Two-Tone Tonys. Is that even the name?
It's Two-Tone Tonys. You see, okay, so it's not one Tontoni. It's two Tontonis.
Two Tontonis.
And Amico's.
And then, yeah, Amico's. So we didn't get to go to those, but I've been to both of those places before. I want to try the pizza.
So it's no big deal that I left after two.
So it kind of counts like we'd almost been to the crawl ourselves.
I was way too full. I overdid it. That's why I stopped going.
I was too.
Rob and I looked at each other at one point and like, can we really do two more? So I was just like, I'm pretty good. Rob's like,
you got to have two guys split one piece of pizza at every place, basically.
Yeah. And
it's like when we go to two wing places in a night, like all of a sudden you're at the second place and you're like, oh, I'm full.
I think that's
you
like
10 minutes later.
Like you said, split it. But yeah, I would 100% do one of these.
Actually, funny enough, I believe someone on that tour recommended this wing place.
Yes.
And then also recommended a pizza place not too far away, and Rob kept trying to convince you to go get pizza afterwards. Did you go?
No. It was only a couple minutes away, right?
Weren't they closed or something? Or?
No, we just didn't go.
Yeah. Okay. I think we both looked at each other again, and we're like, we're good.
So, yeah, that's where we heard about this location. It was recommended on the pizza crawl, so we added it to the list.
Love it.
And so we'll be talking about that shortly. Now, I do want to say that I've been scrolling through weeks of texts.
Sure.
A couple of trends have emerged. Can you guess what the trends are?
You suggesting things to do and then saying no one wants to go with me because no one wrote back?
After many hours.
Me replying after every few texts?
No. The most common thing I'm coming across are chicken wings and pictures of spiders. So many pictures of spiders. It's insane.
Oh, our spider league. That's
it's right. Not even close. So many pictures of spiders. I couldn't find the original post of the crawl, but
I'm gonna jump in for the catch up here.
It's catch up.
It's ice cream season. It was sunny and warm a couple weeks ago for the first time, and it's ice cream season. We went to my family has been to Molly V's in Victor, which is very good. We bought ice cream cones just to have on hand at the house. Rob and I went to Netson's one day. When I was over here doing
laundry.
Which
was awesome.
It was delicious. We got some Ben and Jerry's at our house. We're in ice cream zone. The Abbott's near me has opened up. The Tom Wall's near me has $2 cones on Mondays.
What?
So I'm like, boys, we got to come here on Mondays and get you cheap ice cream.
Does Tom Wall's also do Abbott's ice cream?
They do Perry's at this location, the Fairport location. But $2 cone, like it's like $4.75 to get your foot in the door with a kitty anywhere these days.
We've been going to Brewster's.
It says like this location only in all caps on the sign.
The only one.
Brewster's, they make their own ice cream, right?
Theirs is good, but it's a little pricey, but it's really good.
All right. And then we did something fun the other day. I wanted to take my boys because it's baseball season. I'm coaching their team, and the Fairport boys baseball team is good. They either won or came in second place in the state championship one of the last 2 years or both. They're really good. And so I wanted to watch them play, and I got their schedule, and there was only like 2 days that worked, and one was today and it poured rain all day, and one was Monday when it was 70 and beautiful and sunny. So we went on Monday up to Webster, and then we met up with the boys' grandparents, and we went to Charlie's. We had plates mm-hmm. there one time. Charlie's is great. It's not, it's like really old school. It's not as like slick as Bill Gray's even, mm-hmm. which feels like an old school joint, and it's even a step behind Tom Wall's. They still have the giant tub of yep. pickles just sitting out.
Yeah, because they have one in Webster that I've been
yeah. to. Yeah. There's like a million kids, like high school kids working mm-hmm. there, and your food comes out really, really fast. We had a great time. We loved it.
It's really old school.
Yeah. yeah. So that was great. And then we watched the baseball team up in Webster. Kid threw a no-hitter. Incredible.
Whoa.
Wow.
And I had taught two of the kids on the varsity team, and I saw both sets of parents in the outfield, and I just like popped over and said hi, and they remembered who I was and my name, and like this was like 12 years ago, and it was funny. It was a small world. So we had a great time. Get out there, support your local teams, eat your local burgers. Mm-hmm. I got their Meat Hot on the side. It's a garbage plate podcast with local and national food favorites. And it was really weird. It was like super watery. It must have been like a fresh or very old, one or the other batches. But like it didn't even have like the meat crumb in it, you know?
Yeah.
It was like so distilled down. But yeah, it still tasted good.
Yeah.
Can I go back to the ice cream no. season? There is, I'll wait for plugs. You want me to wait for plugs?
No, go ahead.
There is a new place called Countertop Creamery. Have you guys been there?
I think I sent a link to the group text chain that you probably ignored.
Mm. No. It might have been caught in between all the spiders and
Winks,
yep.
I also
winks. You really don't read these texts.
Also,
like wings.
Winky smiley faces.
No, not winks.
Oh boy.
Also, side note: I did check the timestamps on those texts. I waited an hour and 45 minutes before saying, "So only Randy and I are getting
these together." Less than I thought. I'm so mad about it.
It felt longer.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably half in jest, but
it was.
Have you been to this yet?
No.
So they did it at the night market, which they do
sounds spooky.
Over the summer.
It does sound spooky.
It does. I love it. It's not spooky.
Oh,
it's
I'm just, only going to get it spooky.
It's just like a public market at night. But they had their food truck there, ooh, and I got spooky. This one. Campfire Vibes, graham cracker ice cream.
I saw
cream,
that one on the Instagram post.
Toasted marshmallow swirl, chocolate ganache swirl. It was delicious.
Oh, that's from the video you sent where yeah. they got the blowtorch out, right?
Yeah, Randy, you yes. remember.
Yep. So I would definitely say we should go check out this place.
Yeah, that is Rob's summer passion.
And also Sue's favorite string of episodes that we've ever recorded.
Ooh.
The ice and cream.
Oh, really?
Speaking of...
No, she actually hated them and thought we were terrible. In
speaking of summer passions and segments, should we transition to...
Cookie time?
The cookie report?
Cookie report.
I haven't done my ketchup yet.
Oh, hold on. All right.
Wow. How's it feel, Rob?
Everybody else,
first time, huh?
Sad.
Listeners,
feel sad.
Go do something for 20 minutes and come back for the cookie report.
This is a quick one. Al and I went to Dinosaur Barbecue because he misunderstood something I was going to say. I was like, I wanted to go get steak at steak night over at this local restaurant that
you guys end up at Dinosaur Barbecue.
There's this. Well, so I was talking about steak night on Friday. Steak night's on Monday.
The Bully, right?
The Bully, yeah. And so I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go to steak night, nobody can go, but I'm gonna go alone, I don't really care.
Another text with unreplied
to. He assumes nobody can go and nobody replies to it
immediately.
So yeah, so I was like complaining that nobody can go to steak night, and then so Al texts me, he's like, hey man, good news. He's like, I've got some great news. He's like, we could do steak night tonight. And I'm like, steak night's on Monday. I'm like, but I can do dinner, so let's do dinner.
Poor Al.
So I had known he wanted to go to Dinosaur for a while.
I haven't been there in a long time. I got to go.
So I was like, hey, let's go to Dinosaur. I know you tried to go and it didn't work out. And so we get ready to go. It's Amerk's playoff game night.
Oh.
So I'm like, this is going to be kind of hard to get, you know, a good parking spot. It might be busy, hard to get a table. So I find a spot. I looped around Jiva, kind of. And there's this one random
time for the parking report.
Mm-hmm. Random spot. And I'm like, I'm next to a handicap spot, toll paid, whatever, but it's the weekend, so it's free. But I was like, I think this is a real spot. Like it was like the only spot that was free anywhere. So I got it, parked, we ate. It was a restaurant week meal. So it was like $33. You got to choose between like wings or something else as an appetizer. Then you got two meats, two sides and a dessert for $33.
Nice.
It was a great deal, and the waitress forgot, like somehow our order was forgotten. And so, but she was super attentive, super helpful. Actually, the funniest part of it was we go up there and she's like, have you ever been here before? And I'm like, yeah. And Al's like, he's like, yeah, I've been here, but it's been a while. She's like, okay, so here's how you look at the menu.
We do barbecue.
Well, she opens the menu up in front of the table and like starts pointing to things like, you can order meats here and sides down here. You can order appetizers over. And she's like pointing out the menu as if we had never seen.
Oh, we've been to a restaurant before. She's
not like, does she think we don't know how to like read a menu? Like, what's going on here? But she was very friendly, very helpful. And then at the end, so she's like, somehow your order didn't get put in. I'm so sorry it's late. She's like, you know, if you want something, like, I don't know, you could probably ask for a free drink and get one. You know, it's up to you guys. And I'm like, yeah, we'll have a free drink. And I was like, yeah, okay, sure. So we got some free drinks. Food is delicious, as always. And to end the story, I'm walking back to my car. I look at my car. There's a car parked behind me with a ticket. No ticket in my car windshield. And I felt like the grim reaper of parking tickets just passed by my car and just killed the car behind me.
That's a reference I understand completely. No questions.
From Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey?
Grim Reaper? No, it's just like the idea of like somebody bringing something terrible and passing by you.
Did you know that Grim Reaper from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey is from Buffalo?
I think I did.
And
I didn't know that. What's your high school?
It's Haywood from The Shawshank Redemption. He's like one of the side characters.
I think I did
look that's that the Grim up. Reaper.
Didn't somebody in The Shawshank Redemption go to Geneseo too?
Oh, maybe.
I think the old Boggs did.
Boggs? Who's that? The
old man who died, I think.
Oh, that's Brooks. Boggs is like the guy who beats everybody up.
Nope, not Boggs.
So, Dinosaur Barbecue, if you're on...
Shawshank Report.
Shawshank Report. The Shank Report.
If you're on jury duty, they give you 10% off if you tell them.
Still have to pay for parking.
You do, so it doesn't make up, though.
Okay. Cookie report?
Speaking of reports, it's time for this week's cookie report. We're recording right after the last episode. So, the store-bought cookie that I got...
Okay.
Are Keebler's Chips Deluxe Minis, made with M&M's Minis. So we're going to try a couple of those each.
Sure.
So these are kind of like Famous Amos adjacent style cookies. They're about an inch in diameter. They're like preservative laden, I'm sure, because they're all dried out. But I've had these before. There's a little salt to them. They're pretty good for a prepackaged. You get it. And there's probably, this thing was like $2.50. There's probably 15 to 20 cookies in here because they're small. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty full. Once you get it kind of saturated, good. It's mm-hmm. pretty good.
I have to say, I've had like the larger, similar cookies. I think I prefer these little ones because there's a little more crunch to them. So there's a little more. I know we talked about in our last cookie report, Randy loves crinkling things right in the mic.
Mm-hmm. While you're talking, too.
You know, there's that fear of having a dried out cookie. I think that these are better the crunchier they are. You know, and
it
so
works, yeah.
Almost like a Tate's Bake Shop, but not quite.
And you know it's not fresh, so.
Yeah.
But when they make, like, when you have, like, soft baked or Chips Ahoy Chewy, which I used to like as a kid, that tastes science-y. There's extra totally stuff agree. In there making them chewy, like, or oil or something.
Yeah, I agree.
These might have butter because they're so dried out.
So I know this will translate perfectly over pod, but that's what they're supposed to look like, right? And that's what mine looks
Should
like.
Should we take a picture and put it on well, our Instagram account?
Those look like... Randy. The picture makes it look like they would have real M&Ms. Now, there's also ones in there that have more color on them, if that's what you're complaining about, Randy. Well, maybe not that one.
Oh, maybe not that one.
They're good cookies.
Maybe not that one.
Okay. They taste good. They don't look like the picture.
They do taste good.
I like it.
And that's a cookie report.
We're just talking about it. We're not actually judging.
Mm-hmm.
Although we did say it was good. I guess that's technically a judgment call.
In a gas station, you're on a road trip, you want something sweet, you like cookies. I think you could do a lot worse than these. That's how I would put it.
I would agree.
and these are good for sharing because there's a whole bunch of them. We'll have a few more after the pod.
Yeah, speaking of sharing.
No, Randy. We did this last episode with the gummy clusters.
I think we're done with loud foods for a little bit.
Yeah.
Until the flavor zone.
All right. So should we talk about Two Brothers Grills and Stills 2?
Please. Yeah. So
Brothers Stilling Grill in Clifton Springs.
Clifton Springs. It used to be called the Yankee Clipper.
A little bit of a hike.
But I'm glad we did go there and not.
Especially coming from Big Shot Bob's in Canandaigua.
Yeah. But it was not super far from there, at least. No, I think if we were going to do these places, it was kind of a perfect two places. So,
it's interesting because the website is still like theclipper.com.
Yeah, so I couldn't even find like an updated website.
And they still sell Clipper wing sauce there, I think, right? Well, on the website, at least.
Okay. I don't frequent the website, theclipper.com, that often.
I got to do the research, Rob, for the
podcast. Okay, well...
Well, if you're going to do the research and don't ask us if you're right because we have no idea.
Yeah, we didn't do the research. So.
Never mind.
The they Clipper, still sell Clipper sauce, eh, Rob? He's like, what?
Never mind. Theclipper.com is for a haircutting thing. So
okay.
Don't go.
Yeah, I could find no website. There was nothing listed on any of their socials or.
Clipper.edu, maybe?
It looks like some one bartender like that probably worked there for like a short amount of time started an Instagram account and there's like 12 pictures. They're really, they're just like. Close-ups of people's faces and stuff. It's weird. Anyways, we ordered wings there.
It was...
Randy ordered... Or wait, tell us what it looked like, Rob.
I would say it was a classic dive bar.
Rundown motel vibes walking in.
And watching Andy's kids read books at this table in the back of this...
The juxtaposition was interesting.
Dive bar with like subfloor exposed. I don't even think that was like real floor. It was like the stuff that you put tiles on
top
of.
There was like several overserved people. There was people playing pool. Randy could barely get service at certain times.
There's an old guy that kept coming over to say hi.
He loved that I was just a dad in general.
The concept of being a dad. He kept smiling. He was very friendly.
He was super nice. And nobody was mean or bad at their job or anything. Everybody was fine. It was just there. Super nice. It was not a place you would bring little kids to go eat wings.
Or
read probably doesn't happen a lot.
Honestly, they might have been the only two people who have read books there in 100 years.
That is Rob's opinion, not my opinion, if you're listening to this podcast.
No, he doesn't mean that people don't read.
I know what he means.
He means in that bar.
In that bar. That's not the kind of bar you read a book in.
When do you think the last time someone read a graphic novel in Brothers Still and Grill, Randy? Come on.
Okay, I survived Brothers Still and Grill, too.
Obviously, this place is kind of out in the middle of nowhere. It's a little divey, but... They had drinks, they had a bartender, they have a kitchen. We ordered three orders of wings, medium, house, and mango habanero. We were told the house was the star of the show. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then we settled on mango habanero just to try something different. We had just come from Big Shot Bob's, which was like, they didn't have yum yum sauce here. So we wanted to try something a little weird.
Yeah. So let's want to jump into the mediums maybe?
Yeah.
So I liked the medium. I just said that I think it was just a straight up like Frank's Red Hot sauce. So this was like plain Frank's Red Hot, nothing done to it, just hot sauce. But yeah. I actually, again, prefer that kind of more basic.
So I think this was hot, right? Not medium. We did Buffalo Hot.
Mine probably. Says hot.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Max and Teddy were a little nervous.
Yeah. But I thought they were fine, and they were cooked well. The wings were cooked, you know, properly, and they were just solid.
The sauce was redder as opposed to the orangey sauce you get at like a buttery place.
Yeah.
I wrote the same thing. I said this is more. It's a sort of a generic buffalo, more cayenne sauce than butter. I said 7.75 for me. They were cooked fine. I prefer maybe the clingier, butterier sauces.
I would agree.
But they were good.
So they're good. Not really that spicy. Yeah. Like, not really hot, but good.
What about the mango habanero? What do you guys think of that one?
I remember this was your suggestion, Rob, and I loved them. I would never have ordered these otherwise, but I thought they were really, really good. I said you could taste the fruitness. I didn't think they were hot until after.
He lost it. He had it for one episode. He was like a poet last episode. Then he just said fruitness.
Sorry. Andy and I just look at each other and start laughing.
No, I said there's an I in there. Fruitiness.
Okay. All right. He saved it. He can still write. He just can't read.
Much like the patrons of the brothers. I'm just kidding.
They can the read. Fruitiness, the butterness.
I didn't think they were hot, but then there was a kick on the back end that did make them a little spicy to me. So I thought these were really, really good.
I totally agreed. I nice, sweet, understated flavor. I said like almost tropical, almost like a pineapple, but not quite. A little bit of light heat. I wrote like a pineapple glazed ham, whatever that means. I don't know. You got kind of, it just had that
weird. It just says dot, dot, dot.
And it says whatever that means in my notes.
Yeah. My thoughts are very similar. Sweeter and more tropical than I expected. I rated this one an 8. Again, just kind of a solid. The feeling I got at this place, although the third flavor I probably liked the best, was kind of just like, this place is good. And that's about it for me. Like, I don't think anything was a standout. And I would go back if someone wanted to go there. But, like, I don't think I would choose it as much. If someone invited me there, I would go. I don't think I would drive out of my way from where I live to go there. But the house flavor was the best one. I agree with that recommendation.
Yeah.
It reminded me of a version of Mark's and Guida's hot sauces, which is, it's almost like ketchup barbecue mixed with buffalo sauce. There's a tanginess to it. There's some vinegar in there.
Worcestershire sauce.
And there was peppercorns and pepper flakes, like fresh ground or like big chunks of peppercorns and then pepper flakes. It had some heat. This was like an 8.5 to me because, much like I said in the last ep, I like Gold Barbecue. I like Guida's house. You guys had slices of pizza before we recorded, and I'm kind of mad I didn't see the text because I would have said, just get me a container of their house medium.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love that. I'll dip everything in that at my house. Yeah, it was really good. 8.5 for that one for me.
Randy?
Yeah, I said it's really, really good. Peppercorn-esque, like I thought I tasted. And then, like you said, Rob,
Worcestershire?
Fruitiness.
Worcestershire sauce. And I thought there was some sweetness, but I definitely tasted when you said that, Dad.
Yeah.
This is the one that the girl said is the best. And the other guy at the pizza crawl said was the best wing sauce that they've had. And you can buy bottles of this too.
I thought it was great. I said great flavor. And then I basically just said all the same stuff that you guys had already said. So I enjoyed it for sure. So want to do our final thoughts and final scores overall? Do you want to go first, Andy?
Sure. I thought they were good. I don't think I would seek this place out unless invited. I wouldn't vote against it or anything. Probably just wasn't my jam given the fact that my kids were there and it was kind of no one was weird or anything. It was just a dive bar and I like dive bars, but I usually go to them without my kids. it did take a long time to get our food.
I think
either they kind of got forgotten about or something because they got cold fast when they got to us. But I really liked that house sauce. It averaged out to an 8.1 for me for my scores. The 8.5 pulled it up.
Okay. Rain Man?
Because this is so far away, I'm thinking, what if this was like down the street from you, Rob? Would I go? Like where the merch is? I would probably go back and get some of their wings. They have one that's just called Frank's and Butter, which I think sounds like it'd be interesting.
Oh.
So I'd go 8 also with Andy.
Yeah, I completely echo that sentiment where if this was closer to where we live, I'd go here for sure and probably go and hang out and have a beer too. Like it's same thing. I like dive bars. It's fine. They have good wings. If I was there, I'd get the wings. But we do live, what, like 45, 50 minutes away. So not a place we're going to probably go. But if I'm in that area, sure, I'd go there again for sure. So I said 8.25.
Okay.
So, yeah, thought it was good. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to try the Frank's and Butter because that's like my go-to like medium kind of sauce. So awesome. Okay, so do we want to do our next flavor town?
Let's do it.
Okay. Alrighty. Don't get too excited because it's not that great.
So this averaged out to an 8.12. We were unable to get pricing because we did not write it down while we were there, and this place doesn't really have a website.
I do have that, actually.
Ooh, okay.
So I think that came to, I think it was like $60 total. I think each dozen was $15 because then I think we got some extra food, right? Was there? Did somebody get? Did your kids get food, Andy?
Fries.
Fries, and then we. Oh, and we got drinks too. Yeah, we got some drinks too. Yep.
I'm not looking. Do we need to shut our eyes for this?
So honestly, $15 for 12 wings wasn't too bad. We got three dozen, so.
One and a quarter per wing. That's a good deal.
So you don't need to close your eyes. You said
don't get excited, but I'm very excited. Whatever this is.
This is like a mystery thing.
Are you serious? Don't get excited. This looks awesome.
We're looking. It basically looks like a 3 times the size Hershey Kiss wrapper.
It says Chowby on it.
Our pronunciation expert. Can I read that? Chanubi?
I want to look up how this actually is. It sounds.
Okay. So it's
Chowby?
Chocolate.
Chaobii.
It's a chocolate thing.
Chocolate thing.
I've already eaten all this. I bought extras.
Very dark looking chocolate. Looks like a Russell Stover's truffle type situation. Is it weird?
The wrapper is a lot bigger than I would have
thought. I won't hate it.
You won't hate it, no.
There's like a liquidy chocolate center, but it tastes boozy.
Yeah, that's accurate. It's one of those like boozy. You know when you get like those boozy chocolates?
Yeah, this is bad.
It's not great. I think you'd hate it.
I don't think I'm going to finish
when
it.
When you said
it. Well, I also didn't start mine. I opened it, and I don't know if I want to eat it.
The way you said
now.
That's boozy.
You got to try it.
I thought you were going to really
tried it.
Like
I've already
it.
Had these.
Well, it tastes like
bourbon.
It's like in my mouth, like bottom shelf whiskey. Don't look at this.
I kind of want to just eat the outside.
These are better. These are a little easier to eat.
You got to try the first thing.
I have. I've eaten these all. I've eaten everything.
Oh, you've had them already.
Yeah, I bought like 4. Well, William first, and we'll talk.
I also don't. I'm a milk chocolate guy. I've got the palate of a 10-year-old.
Are these from Vietnam still?
No, these are not from Vietnam. These are from the Asian food market,
though.
This
it has paint
on
it.
So it was a good question.
These are good. Yeah, it wasn't a terrible question. So actually, it could be from Vietnam. Actually, I can't say that it's not.
Yeah, I don't love peanut butter, but this is way better than the other thing. Mm-hmm. This is like an unchocolated Butterfinger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bart Simpson, famous endorser.
Yeah. You guys don't have to try the blue one because it tastes almost exactly like the orange ones.
What booze is it?
It's got
it
gin in it.
I think it is bourbon or something. I think it says it.
I was just like, this bad. No like.
I don't know. The signs were really weird. I was pretty disappointed. I kind of wish I hadn't tried them early so I could have tried them with
peanut butter thing would be great with a couple M&Ms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
today as a snack, we had some leftover Hershey eggs, just like the little, you know, tiny egg-shaped ones. And the perfect snack is one of those, bite it in half, Costco pretzel peanut butter stuffed pretzels.
Ooh.
You eat one of those or two of those with a half an egg. Chocolate egg, to be clear. Delicious. I'm a big chocolate and pretzel guy. And that adds
when you
peanut
get those
butter.
The chocolate coated peanut butter pretzels are awesome too.
Oh, they have those too. I guess I never really seen those.
Yeah. Okay, guys. So you all love this candy that I got us from the.
I like the peanut butter one. It grew on me
too.
Once it got a little saturated.
No, I concur. Your thoughts.
I'm looking at the scores here. So this is interesting. I wonder. I think we're doing so many wing places. We're gonna have to have some sort of. And like a wrap up where we give out some awards, like, you know, that podcast we listen to, they give out the Heart of a Champion, like something like that. Like who stands out as your like sneaky winner, like the Great American Wing Company? Like that's just at an ice cream rink or ice skating rink near my house.
Ice cream season.
It truly is. Something like that. Or like what, you know, we say what's the best deal or what's the best value we came across. And it's interesting to think. I wasn't hyper impressed by Brothers, as I think we all were kind of tiptoeing around the fact that, like, we're like, it's good, they're solid. We like that it's recommended by someone. We like trying these, but, like, it is kind of in that category of, like, oh, places around Rochester can just make good wings most of the time. But it's a good deal.
Not to add on another.
But it's place. Over halfway, like, it's the midpoint of our rankings. It's ahead of Old Stone, Sager, Merchants, OK Beer, Tryon City Tavern, and Jeremiah's got a 6.75 from Randy that date, and only 7.5 from us, because they were takeout and they stunk and they were overcooked or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's just funny that that place was mid-range, and I'm wondering, have our grades gone on any type of adventure? Like, are we giving things better grades now or worse or whatever? Just funny.
Yeah.
Funny to think about.
Not to add on another place, but Donnelly's has 25-cent wings on Tuesdays, which we don't have to do for the pod. But
also, haven't we struck out there a few times?
I struck out there for sure the one time.
I think Singer did too.
I think that was... No, Singer did not strike out there. He got there.
Oh,
he
got there like 5:01?
Because we told him about it on time and took all our wings.
Donnelly's has good wings.
It was for my... Yeah. That's the time when we went for my birthday.
But I was just...
He offered me a wing. I picked it up. It slipped out of my hand and stained my shirt and fell to the floor. Yeah. So I didn't even get to have a wing, and I just got a stained shirt.
So I was just there on Friday because I was wondering, are they still doing it? And they're still doing it. So
okay,
check it out. Ooh, one more cookie, I'm in.
Okay, I'm gotta done. Get the taste of these candies out of my
this
mouth.
One looks a little
and I have to confirm that I did end up trying a bite of that boozy candy, and it was way worse than I remembered it. Maybe the blue ones are better, though. We could try them next week.
Mm-hmm. It's like almost like some sort of fake booze flavor. You know what I mean? It's just, it hits in your mouth, and you're just like, oh, and it just sticks in there.
It was pretty bad. Oh, man. Well, hey, let's want to peeves and plug it?
Peeve and plug it.
I'll start with a plug. You know what? I want to plug the guys and women who work at car washes. I love when I'm driving up into the car wash and they're kind of directing you and like waving you forward and telling you like where to, like, you got to pull your car to the left or right to try to get you in the track. Like, I just feel like you're part of like a team and you're kind of just working together to kind of get that car in there, and you're all together.
You are.
Yeah.
You should get one of those shirts when you do it.
I'd love to, like, wear one Delta of those Sonic shirts. Now, we're going to go from a really big positive to a couple of gym peeves.
Oh, boy. The list is endless.
They're primarily peeves from the sauna and hot tub area of the locker room.
You snuck in a gym peeve last episode when you said that guy from your gym mm-hmm. cheered for you, but really he didn't recognize you at first.
And then he's like, I didn't see you. I'm like, I did run the half marathon. So the first peeve is when people are, when you're in the shower, or when you're in the sauna and the hot tub, you're supposed to be like clothed and covered, especially the hot tub. You have to be wearing a bathing suit, right? So one time, oh my gosh, these crinkles are insane.
Yes, please.
So there's this one dude at my gym who's like an older guy who looks like he's had a lot of facial surgery. And he just freaks me out, and he's just this kind of weird looking. His haircut's weird. He's just kind of weird. And I was in the sauna one time, or the steam room one time, and there was like an old man just sitting there naked on a towel. You're not supposed to do that, but I'm not going to yell at some old man. This guy walks in, this face surgery guy walks in, and he's just like, ugh, naked? Effing gross, man. And like talked like that, and then like stormed out, right? And I'm like, this guy is weird as hell. Like, what's up? You know, like,
also
then,
you could just be like, hey, do you mind covering up?
Yeah,
that's how I think. I said, a little right? different, like, just and a really nice
the old man didn't do anything, right? So anyways, I'm in the fast forward to like 7 months, I'm in the hot tub, this dude that looks like Rob Zombie, like giant gray beard, super long hair, tatted up, gets into the hot tub naked while the weird Uncanny Valley guy's in there, and I'm like, oh, is he gonna say something to this younger but tougher looking guy for being naked in the hot tub? And guess what, he didn't say anything.
I don't know why. I feel like hot tub is weirder than sauna.
I
don't know why.
I do too.
It is weird because you can't see anything under those bubbles.
I think because you're used to going to hot tubs. We all go to hot tubs, and we're never naked when we do it. And
yeah, sauna has like it's like old guy energy to me, like Turkish bathhouse.
I'd agree. So Rob Zombie didn't say anything to him, but then when he
alpha'd this dude.
Well, and then when weird face guy got out, I think he was wearing underwear. Let's
just call him WFG from now on.
WFG gets out. I don't even think he was wearing a bathing suit. I think he was wearing like regular underwear. I'm like, you can't wear that in the pool area, dude. Like,
underwear?
Underwear, dude.
Gross.
Gross, man. He also walks around barefoot in the weight area sometimes, which is not what you should do. And then...
Oh, that part was crazy when you told me. That was the craziest part of all of it. To go barefoot in the gym.
And then, of course... One more quick.
Yeah, at least that guy was sitting on a towel.
Another steam room story. I'm in there. This guy, who's also kind of a weird older dude, he is drinking out of a glass kombucha bottle in this like all tile room that's like covered in condensation. Like you're not supposed to bring glass in there. I'm like, this guy, if he drops it, like we are all going to slice up all sorts of feet and issues. So he's drinking out of a glass bottle. Then he blows his nose into his hand and just wipes it on the top of the towel that was wrapped around his waist. And I'm like, this is so disgusting. What is going on here?
How often do you talk to these people about stuff like that? Do you ever just come out here and tell us about it?
I just tell the world. Yeah.
This is
podcast.
The more expensive LA Fitness, right?
Yes, this is the Signature Club. So you see weird crap like that all the time. So
you
those are
get
my
a sauna bro at your house.
I'm really considering it. For real. Like a barrel sauna out back.
Open hand nose wipe is great.
Not even nose wipe. He blew his nose straight up in his hand, then just wiped it on the top of his towel. I'm like, this is so gross. So anyways, those are my plugs and peeves.
I got two plugs.
Go ahead.
I think I've shouted this guy out before. Every day is feast day. He's a bald guy. He's got an Instagram account. He's a professional chef. And he just recently got enough followers that this is his only job. He works for a charity now and does this Instagram thing. And he's awesome. He teaches about cooking. Here's three basic sauces you can make. Here's how to make my wife's favorite salad dressing. Here's how you sharpen your knife.
Oh, Rob likes that.
And he also just like puts out a bunch of recipes. So one week I might have even mentioned on here, he did a way to do like Asian takeout chicken, like Chinese food chicken at home in your oven. And you basically give it like a very light, wet coating. It's like flour, cornstarch, a little soy sauce, ginger. Mix it all up. There's maybe like salt and pepper, a little bit of oil to like help it kind of coat, stick to it. Hit the spring on my...
I thought I started a song.
It did sound musical.
And then you just put it in the oven at a high temp and it kind of crisps up. And we've been making it. And you just, like the first time I made homemade sweet and sour sauce, which I did not know, is equal parts ketchup, vinegar, and water.
Oh, wow.
And it's delicious. And then, so you cook the chicken and then halfway through you throw a diced onion and pepper in with the chicken. That cooks for 10 minutes. Then you spread, like basically you pour sauce on it and just shake it up and you throw it back in for like 3 minutes and that like sucks all the water out of the sauce and gives it like a tacky
like
coating.
Like a glaze, yeah.
Yeah, and then you can add as much sauce as you want. And then we were like, let's get even lazier. And we just started buying the Wegmans Asian sauces, you know, sweet chili or like teriyaki.
How are
or,
those? I've always wondered.
They're good. Right. And for this, it's exactly what this is for, is like takeout style chicken. And so... Christy's had this on repeat on our recipes. Like every week we just do it with a different sauce. And then you just steam some broccoli, make some minute rice, dinner is ready. It's great.
Sweet.
So highly recommend this guy. Highly recommend his sweet and sour chicken recipe.
What's the account called again?
Every day is feast day. Cool. I follow him. He's and like, you know, I'm not on Instagram a lot, so I'll just go on and every once in a while I'll check his for a couple recipes and he's good.
Nice.
Another plug. I went down to Geneseo. It was my final attempt to go to parents/uncles and aunts weekend, which is not a thing. It's just parents weekend. But my niece invited Christy and I down, and we went down for like 2 hours. We got to go to their like early graduation party. My brother was there. His wife was there. Super fun. And it's just, we were on Main Street. We went to Kelly's. We walked around. The party was on Wadsworth Street. It was super fun. And we just stayed for like 3 hours and got out of there. It was so much fun. So plugging, going back to your old college town.
And that's your last one, you said? Because
she's graduating this spring, and their younger sister is going to Ole Miss, which maybe I'll get to go to like a college football game. That would be cool with my brothers or something.
But you also have a couple of kids of your own.
I do. And
who knows where they're going to school?
Also, Christy, when was our 20th? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
So Christy and Pat and them, their 20th is next year. So I think we might have to go back to reunion weekend next year. Not this spring, but next spring. Anyways.
I'd check it out.
And I have been watching, per Pat and Rob's recommendation, or maybe Randy was the first one that told me about it. It was you, Randy? Yeah, watching Arcane.
You were not the first one, Randy.
Yep. Randy is red hot on these recs.
This was the first one was Pat, I think. Pat recommended it to me, and then I watched it. Then I recommended it to Randy.
I think Pat recommended it to me also, but
I don't think so. Pat told me you never recommended it to Randy.
All the time, and like Rob and I were actually joking about it beforehand because we're just like, yeah. He's like, there's a new ice cream place. I'm like, yeah, I sent it out to the text thread. He's like, oh, yeah. And it's like, the sheer amount of volume that goes into this text thread is crazy. And really, like you said last episode, the only thing we remember is just pictures of spiders for some reason and pictures of food, basically.
Spider League is always going strong.
So Arcane, I've been enjoying it. And the thing that it's done for me, because I'm like, this is good. It's not my favorite show, but I'm going to watch the whole thing. It has opened my eyes to, I think there's a world where like, the book we're reading, The Devils, or Red Rising.
Could be adapted that way.
That style. Yeah. I always was like, I don't know if I feel it. But that world feels real enough to me that if they did a show like that of the books that we love, it could work for me.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I just also think it would be awesome.
Live action.
Just well done.
Yeah,
and we were talking earlier, James Cameron, I believe, has optioned the book we're currently reading, The Devils, to make it a movie, which would be super cool.
He's going to like co-write and direct it.
Rand Man, anything else?
Yes. I'm going to plug a Mexican restaurant that we went to recently called Corona's. Have you guys ever been to there?
Never heard.
It was in Gates. Rob's looking at me. What'd I miss in the text thread? Do you already went there?
I've been there.
You didn't like it?
Nope. I like it.
Oh.
Do they serve Coronas?
I didn't get one. But
yeah, they do. I've been to Corona's in Gates. It's very good.
I loved it. I thought it was very Monte Alban-esque, but I liked it actually better. I thought the food was delicious.
I think Corona's is the I think they had a second location, I think.
There is a Corona's 2 and 3.
Well, there was one in Webster, and then that's the place that
another
I tried.
Another numbered issue? Brothers 2?
Well, what happened was I went there with my cousin for my birthday, or her birthday. We get there. No, I went there with my parents.
There's only two right now.
And, well, yeah, there's only two right now. And I get there, and it was like, it turned into a completely different style restaurant, like a Pacific Islander restaurant, and it was closed that night. I'm like,
where was it in Webster, in that place that things keep going into, right in that Baytown Plaza?
It's beyond Baytown, but it's like on that street above Baytown Plaza.
That's Old Pueblo now.
Yes,
Old Pueblo. Cantina.
But this place,
oh,
I would
know.
No.
No. This is more where the gym is, the LA Fitness in Webster.
Oh, okay.
Like way up there. Kinda. Okay.
Well, this was delicious. I honestly think it's some of the best Mexican I had. I got like a trio of three different things, and Laurel loved her. So if it was closer, we'd definitely go back more often. But I would highly recommend it. There's one in Gates and one in Brockport.
My kids used to not like when we'd make tacos, and we finally wore them down, and now they're like into tacos big time.
Sweet.
So we've been doing a lot of trying to like figure out other Mexican recipes. And another Instagram guy I've referenced on here, Cooking in the Midwest. It's this guy with two kids. He makes like recipes, one pot things. He makes this cheesy beef and rice skillet, which was super easy. Christy made it in like 20 minutes, and he puts like queso on it. So we bought that Wegmans queso that's really good. And so you get this like, it's got like tomato sauce, but with some taco seasoning as well. So you get this, and you like steam the rice with the tomato sauce and everything, so it absorbs everything. Sprinkle cheese on top, ground beef, taco seasoning is so good. Scoop that into your bowl, couple dashes of Red Hot. drizzle some of the queso on and then serve it with chips. And my kids were like dipping in and eating it like nachos. And my one son wouldn't stop saying, he's like, oh, mama. He's like, I love this. He's like, it's so good. We should have this again. They're like so into taco stuff. And it was really funny because that was a really simple recipe that was good. So cooking in the Midwest is also another, especially for like busy parents. He's got a lot of good recipes for stuff like that.
That actually sounds delicious to me too.
Christy loved it. It was really good. And sweet. The queso made it delicious.
Mm. Nice.
All right.
That guy's anything to add.
Good. No, just 25 more wing places to go.
25 more wing places to go. One more year of wings. And guys, until next time, keep buying Clipper sauce and going on pizza tours.